Again, it's a man-made crop circle. It's got your numerical interpretation in the center of it, and it produced all these anomalous results. When I say anomalous results, let's document them, Doctor. Exactly what happened to your equipment?
Well, the first effect we noticed is when we flew over the crop circle to take a picture of it in an ultralight. Ron Russell took my digital camera along. It's about 8 years old. You know those ones from about 8 years ago. They're a bit bulky, and they did the job. They still work pretty well. Now, we got one of the effects that I've actually heard about on coast years ago of pilots flying over crop circles and having their instrumentation affected.
Yes.
What happened was, I actually like to see this for myself. I mean, I always am interested in hearing these stories, but I like to see it actually demonstrated. In this case, my digital camera froze up. The electronics froze in the camera at about 600 to 1,200 feet over the crop circle, and it would not take any more pictures. It had room for about 20 more shots, but after four shots, it wouldn't take any more pictures. And when Ron brought the camera back after the flight, the camera had completely jammed. I actually had to turn it off for about 15 seconds before it would do anything again. I couldn't even review the pictures he had taken. It was just flashing. Now, I actually looked in the manual for the camera because I thought maybe this was like an error code, and there was nothing in the manual about the whole display flashing. So we actually got the effect that we heard about. And in fact, Freddie Silva on this show a couple of weeks ago mentioned that a very same effect, that when you fly over crop circles, sometimes you get these strange effects. In this case, my 8-year-old camera has never done that before. It's only done that over this crop circle. So I have to say that something about the crop circle affected the camera. And then the next day, when Ron took his own camera up to see if his would work, even though the batteries were fresh, it refused to take any pictures over the crop circle. He actually had to go to his manual Nikon slide camera. And that's the picture you see on the website right now, on the Coast website, is actually taken with a manual camera because none of our digital cameras would work over this particular formation. That was the first effect we saw.
Yeah. That would imply some sort of electromagnetic effect. You agree?
Electromagnetic or electrical or quantum, something like that, yeah.
A digital camera certainly could be affected by an electromagnetic field. Now, maybe that's it, maybe not, but that was not it. As strange as that was in two cameras, that's really weird. Mm-hmm. But apparently you also took electrostatic readings in the circle, is that correct?
Yes, we did. We had our electrostatic meter, and I've talked about this on Coast in the past. You know, we like to measure the electrostatic fields in and around the crop circles. And often, you know, as our theory a long time ago was that the man-made ones wouldn't create any electrostatic charges and the kind of original, authentic phenomena might. But then we found in the year 2000 that even the man-made ones were creating a lot of electrostatic differences between the inside the circle and the outside. In this particular circle, you can see in the 9 circles surrounding the math matrix.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, those created a difference of about 10 times versus the outside of the formation, like a jump from like 20 volts to 200. And then towards the inner part of the circle, it lessened, and the numbers actually created about a 2- or 3-fold effect. And Ron and I both measured the circle independently and got the same effect. So the swirled circles actually created the largest electrostatic effects in terms of affecting the meter. And the inner part of the circle affected it less. So that was another effect that we saw in the circle that showed us that the very presence of the formation affects the electrostatic field of the area.
Right. Doctor, do you even want to take a stab at what it would be about a circle, man-made or otherwise, that would have these effects?
It's a great question. You know, it's something that we've all been thinking about, those of us involved in crop circle research for so many years. And I just have to believe that looking at all these weird effects, and there's more we haven't even talked about with this particular circle, that crop circles may be like a fourth state of matter, like the Bose-Einstein condensate, in the fact that you have these swirled patterns that are created in very careful ways. The mathematical ratios are predetermined ahead of time. And when you create these kind of swirled layer effects, what you're actually creating is something like a natural superconductor in which the subatomic particles and electrons specifically move through with less resistance than they normally would in a wheat field. And this is exactly what you explain some of the cameras and batteries burning out, which I've seen many times now, you know, again and again. Actually, if you read articles about room temperature superconductors, they talk about the paired electrons actually shorting out electronics. That's actually what we're seeing in these crop circles. So it's very possible that the layered effect of putting down one layer of wheat and then another, which have been seen in the original phenomena and the man-made circles, actually creates a different flow of electricity and of subatomic particles, and that actually the resistance is decreased. There's a lot of scientific information to support that idea. And that layering twisted in a mathematical ratio, which actually was supplied by Scott to begin with, based on his pattern, actually created something akin to a superconductor.